愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all.
我们从上个礼拜开始在读经出埃及记。
Ever since last week, we started the Bible reading in the book of Exodus.
那这个礼拜应该是读到第六章。
And this week, we should be reading chapter 6.
那从出埃及记第一章到第六章啊，我们可以看到一个民族，还有一个人。
And from chapters 1 through 6, we can see one nation and one person.
这个民族就是以色列民，神的选民。
And this nation is the nation of Israelites, God's chosen people.
那这个人，就是摩西。
And this one person is, was Moses.
那摩西在这六章里面，有两个很重要，发生在身上的事情。
In these six chapters, two very important things happened to Moses.
在第二章的第十节
，In chapter 2, verse 10,
摩西的妈妈给他取名叫做摩西。
He was named Moses by his mother.
那这个摩西是什么意思
？And what does Moses mean?
下面解释，因为我把他从水里拉上来。
Here says that because I drew him out of the water.
所以摩西是被人从水拉上来的。
So the name Moses means to be drawn out of the water.
那到第三章
，In chapter 3,
那个时候大概摩西八十岁。
And at this time Moses was about 80.
在第八章的第三节
，In chapter 3, verse 8,
第二节最后，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
In chapter 3, verse 2, here it says that there was a burning bush, but yet the bush was not consumed.
所以这两个地方对摩西的一生的命运影响非常大。
And so these two events affected the life of Moses.
我们每一次想到信心，我们想到什么？
Whenever we think about faith, what does it remind us of?
想到马可十六章说要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
We think about Mark chapter 16, where Jesus commanded the disciples to preach the gospel to all nations.
信而受洗，必然得救。
Those who is believe, he will believe and is baptized will be saved.
那信的人必有神迹其实随着。
And the signs will follow those who believe.
一边赶鬼，说新方言。
They will heal and cast out demons and speak with new tongues.
所以每一次我们想到信心，我们都想到神迹。
So whenever we think about faith, we think about miracles.
所以我们常常觉得我真的需要信心的时候，是我遇到困难没有办法解决，我需要神迹。
So often we think about when we are weak, we need faith, we need to see a miracle.
那平常我们在很舒服的时候，就觉得好像不需要特别需要什么信心。
But in ordinary times, when we live our life comfortably, we feel that there's no need for faith.
但是如果我们圣经再读深一点
，But if we read deep into the scriptures,
我们就知道每一天的生活，即使我们活得很舒服，都需要信心。
And we'll realize that in every day of our life, even though we live very comfortably, we still need to live by faith.
因为信心跟我们的价值观有关。
For our faith is related to our sense of values.
看得见是暂时的。
What is seen is temporary.
这是眼见。
It is by sight.
看不见是永远的。
But what is unseen, it is eternal.
这是灵界的。
These are things of the spiritual realm.
这需要凭信心。
And we need to see these things by faith.
如果我们能够看到那看不见的比世界上看得见的好。
So if we can realize that those who are unseen are better than the things that are seen.
那好到我们看得见其实是粪土。
To the point that we regard the visible things as rubbish.
那今天我们的生活一定会大大的改变。
Then we will live our life very differently today.
所以需要信心，价值观才会改变。
So we need to have faith so that our values can change.
那价值观你改变，我们就发现我们每一个决定都不一样。
So when we begin to have a different set of values, we find that we'll make different decisions.
那第二个就是我们对我们一生的命运。
And also regarding what we have planned for our life.
什么是信心
？What is faith?
信心就是相信我是神的儿女。
It is to believe that I am a child of God.
神是我的父。
And God is our Heavenly Father.
他对我一生有最完美的计划。
And God has the best plan for every one of us.
这个就是信心。
And this is faith.
我们信得下吗？
So do we have this faith?
如果我们真的相信，
If we truly believe,
不需要生涯规划。
There is no need for us to manage our life.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神每一天都在带领我们。
Because God guides us every day of our life.
到一个年纪了，神就在带领我们到另外一个阶段。
God will guide us through various stages and different stages of our life.
所以生涯规划就是明白神要我做什么。
So to plan our life, it is to understand what God wants us to do.
把它做完，把它做好，这样就对了。
To finish the work that God has entrusted.
而事实上啊，我们对我们自己的一生有时候也很难规划。
Sometimes it is difficult for us to plan out our life.
有太多变数，你没有办法掌握。
There are so many uncertainties that we have no control over.
什么时候要失去工作
？When will we cease to be employed？
什么时候要失去健康
？When will we suffer illness？
什么时候要失去我们的家人
？When will we lose our family members？
这个都不是我们能掌握的。
These are beyond our control.
所以这需要信心。
So we need to live by faith.
如果我们相信我们的命运是神在掌握。
If we believe that God controls our life,
第一个我们很放心。
Then we can rest assured.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为是神在掌握。
Because it is God who controls our life.
没有一个人能够改变我的命运。
And no other, there's not anyone else who can change our life.
只要我在神面前，我所做的都是对的。
If we just do what God, what is right in the eyes of God.
所以命运可以掌握在神的手中，也可以掌握在我们自己手里。
So we can control our own life, or we can allow God to control us.
怎么就掌握在我们自己的手里呢？
When is it that we control our own destiny?
当我们做的是神不喜悦的。
It is when we do things that is not pleasing to God.
那我们的命运就自己被自己改变了。
Then we begin to change our own fate.
好像犹大出卖了自己。
Just like Judas, he betrayed the Lord Jesus.
这原来不是神的旨意啊。
It was not God's will.
神爱他，才拣选他当使徒。
Jesus loved him and chose him to be a disciple.
那在出埃及记里面，我们就看到摩西的一生。
In Exodus, we see the life of Moses.
从出埃及记的第一章开始。
Starting from chapter 1.
我们就看到摩西出生在以色列人的家里面。
We see how Moses was born in a family of an Israelite.
埃及王打算把以色列人全部都灭掉。
And Pharaoh wanted to extinguish the entire race of the Israelites.
但是我们到了第三章就知道神需要用工人来拣选他的百姓，
Chapter 3,
来拯救他的百姓。
In chapter 3, we know that God needed workers to save his people.
但是在第一章这个埃及王要把所有的男子都杀掉。
But in chapter 1, when Pharaoh wanted to kill all the newborn baby boys.
所以在第一章这个情况下，神就感动了收生婆。
So God moved and inspired the Hebrew midwives.
所以这个收生婆就很勇敢的就把男婴藏起来。
So these Hebrew midwives, they hid the baby boys
一直藏到没有办法藏
until the time they could not be hidden anymore
哭的声音越来越大
because their cries become louder
那不能藏怎么办
then what
就把它放到水里面了
they put him the midwife put the baby in the water
那这个放到水里面大概也好的结果不多了
And, and more often than not, the baby would also die when they put in the water.
因为水一直流啊。
For the water, the river continued to flow.
但是神要用这个人。
But this one person that God wanted to use.
所以神就感动了，安排一个适当的时候，刚好法老的女儿在那里。
So God arranged for an opportune time that the daughter of Pharaoh happened to be right there.
很多的恰巧其实是神的安排。
And all these coincidences are actually by God's arrangement.
因为圣经说，连王的心都在神的手中，好像水沟的水流来流去，都是神在掌管。
So the Bible says that the heart of the king is actually in God's hands, just like the river flowing, the water flowing in the river.
所以摩西没有死被救上来。
So Moses was saved.
那救上来，现在还有一个困难。
And so he encountered another difficulty.
如果救上来，放到埃及王宫，然后用 埃及最好的教育把他教育长大。
So if he grew up in the palace and receiving the best education in the palace.
那摩西虽然外表是犹太人，他里面是埃及人。
So outwardly he may be an Israelite, but inwardly he grew up an Egyptian.
也神也不能用啊。
And then that way God cannot use him as well.
因为埃及人根本就不拜神。
Because the Egyptians they do not worship God.
所以神就感动了法老王来接纳摩西的母亲做他的养母。小孩子的保姆。
So God inspired, through God's inspiration, that his own mother was able to raise him in the palace.
看起来都是巧合，这是神刻意的安排。
So even though it may seem to be a coincidence, but it is by God's arrangement.
那在一个很短的时间里面呢，摩西的母亲这样教育他。
So in this short time, Moses' mother taught him.
所以圣经才说，摩西因着信长大了。
So the Bible says that by faith, Moses grew up.
不但他的母亲教他。
Not only he was taught by his mother.
神也感动他，让他信仰越来越好。
God also moved him so that his faith can improve.
所以到了第二章，我们就可以看到，神在保持摩西的性命，在带领摩西来预备他，来服侍他。这个是神很清楚的带领。
So throughout chapter 2, we see how God saved Moses from death and led him throughout his entire growing process.
因此耶利米书里面,
So as recorded in Jeremiah,
在提到耶利米还没有出母腹, 神就分别他为圣。
It recorded that even before Jeremiah was born, God has already sanctified him.
所以神在决定一个人的命运, 这是绝对的。
So it is absolute that God can determine our fate.
所以到了第二章我们就知道摩西这一个人接受埃及一切的教育。
So Moses was taught of all the wisdom and knowledge of Egypt.
使徒行传说说话行事都有能力。
And in the book of Acts, it says that his speech and his actions were full of wisdom and knowledge.
但是第二章的十一节。
In chapter 2, verse 11.
从那里开始摩西就打死的埃及人。
Here we saw how Moses beat to death in Egyptian.
所以我们就知道说，有时候命运是操在自己手里。
So sometimes he took fate in his own hand.
他打死埃及人，那怎么办
？When he killed the Egyptian, what should he do?
所以他就要逃走了。
He had to run for his life.
但是有时候人的错误会成全神的旨意
Sometimes our mistakes may fulfill God's will.
他想要服侍神。
He wanted to serve God.
那个时候他四十岁。
And he was 40 at the time.
很有信心。
He was full of faith.
他一夜之间可以把王孙的地位、王宫的享受、埃及的财产全部都舍掉。
But overnight, he forsook all that he had in Egypt, all the palace and all that he had.
希伯来书十一章说，他向往那看不见的赏赐。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it says that he hoped for that eternal riches that cannot be seen.
几千年前的摩西。他就向往天上的赏赐，他可以把这个最重要的舍掉。
He looked forward towards the future reward, and he forsook all the treasures in Egypt.
但是问题在哪里
？But then there was another problem.
那个时候他并不适合神所用。
Because at that time he was not fitting for God's use.
因为他缺乏属灵的装备。
Because he was lacking in spiritual equipment.
所以他逃到旷野。
So he went to the desert.
就在那里牧羊四十年。
And there he shepherded the sheep for 40 years.
那这个四十年却成为摩西灵性成熟的一个地方。
And these 40 years became a time when Moses can become mature spiritually.
牧羊是一个最无聊的工作。
To tend the sheep, it is the most boring job.
牧羊是一个最安静的工作。
It is the most quiet time.
你不必面对羊，不必跟羊讲话。
You don't need to face the sheep. You don't need to talk to anyone.
但是在安静当中，人可以开始来默想神。
But in this quietness, we can think about God.
在安静当中，人可以自我反省。
In quietness, a man can self-reflect.
渐渐人就对自己有更深入的了解。
And then we can understand ourselves better.
有时候我们生活太忙。
Sometimes our lives are too busy.
我们把忙画一个等号，这个叫做生活很充实。
And sometimes we equate a busy life with a very fulfilling life.
所以有的人一闲下来，他就有罪恶感，好像我今天没有做成什么。
So sometimes when we are too free, we feel that we have not accomplished anything.
但是有时候 空下来是需要的。
But sometimes it is needed for us to take a rest.
因为空下来我们才能够思想。
For in times of resting and quietness, then can we meditate?
我们才能够回归向神。
Then can we return to God?
我们才能够自我反省。
Then can we self-examine?
所以为什么安息日非常重要？
So why is it that the Sabbath it is important?
也让我们空下来，安静下来。
It is a time for us to rest.
所以摩西在这个四十年，忽然之间，他对一个自己很有信心的人，忽然对自己没有把握。
So in these 40 years, Moses changed from someone who was very confident to someone who was very unsure of himself.
所以如果第三章
So in chapter 3, verse 11,
摩西对神说，我是什么人呢？
Moses said to God, who am I?
他忽然对自己打问号。
He questioned himself.
我是什么人？
Who am I?
就在这个时候，神觉得他可以用。
So it is at this time that God determined that to use him.
所以我们在罗马书第一章到十一章在讲因信称义。
From Romans chapter 1 through 11 talked about how to be justified by faith.
这是神的爱。
This was God's love.
因为借着他的宝血。
By his blood.
那十二章开始第一句话就是要把身体当作活祭献给神。
From chapter 12 and onwards talked about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice.
怎么样来回报神的爱？
How can we repay God's love?
不是钱奉上就好了。
It is not by offering money.
神所看重的最重要不是钱。
Well, what God valued the most is not money.
把自己献上，当作活祭。
But rather to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
如果我们献上，我们的精神、体力、钱财全部都跟着进去了。
If we offer ourselves, our time, our money, everything will be devoted to.
接下去就说。
And then it says,
要心意更新而变化。
We need to allow our minds to be transformed.
我们来看十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
这个在英文有两句话非常有意思。
Romans chapter
12. 十二章的第二节。
Verse 2. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God.
这个第二节哈，如果我们看英文，就说第一个就是说 conform， 不要被世界同化，然后 transform， 要从里面跳出来，更新而变化。
So here it tells us that do not be conformed to the world, but rather be transformed.
在这个世界里面，我们要做事情，对自己要有信心。
In this world, when we do things, we talk about the importance of self-confidence.
因为我有能力，所以我可以做什么。
Because I have the ability, so I can accomplish certain things.
这是世界上的心理的常态。
And this is what the world has taught us.
但是当我们要来做神的工。
But as we are prepared to serve God.
我们知道我们一切都只是一个工具。
We must realize that we are merely God's instrument.
如果神没有透过我们做什么。
If it is not through God that works within us,
什么都做不成。
Then nothing can be accomplished.
所以到这个时候，摩西就认识说我是什么人。
So Moses said to God, "Who am I?"
那保罗说我能夸什么
？And Apostle Paul also says, "What can I boast about?"
我能夸就是我的软弱。
I can only boast about my weakness.
你看，当彼得夸说我要跟你一起死
，When Peter boasted and said to Jesus that I will die with you.
那个时候，他否定了主耶稣三次。
But later on, the very day he denied Jesus three times.
他痛哭了。
He wept.
他知道人不能夸自己。
He knew that as man he can do nothing.
属血气的不能成就什么。
The flesh and blood cannot accomplish anything.
所以五旬节他祷告被圣灵充满。
So on the day of Pentecost, when he prayed and was filled by the Holy Spirit,
那以后他真的很勇敢，能为主殉道。
Later on, he was very courageous to preach and to die martyr.
所以一个人要被神用以前
，So before a person can be used by God,
常常需要经历一段的操练。
It required a period of training.
就是牧养四十年。
That 40 years in the wilderness.
所以有时候我们要被神用之前，有时候是在我们的职业上的操练。
So sometimes this training is in our jobs.
有的时候是在我们家庭里面的操练。
And sometimes these trials are from our families.
有时候是在我们自己身体上的操练。
Or it could be trials in our health.
有时候是在我们的婚姻里面在操练。
Or perhaps there are trials in our marriage.
那一直磨到最后，我们觉得说我算不了什么。
So through these trials, we realize that we are nothing.
在那个时候，神就可以用我们。
It is at that time God will use us.
所以在第三章里面
，So in chapter three,
神就在荆棘火焰向摩西显现。
God appeared to Moses in a burning bush.
第二节，请读。
In verse two, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush.
那从第一章到第二章。摩西都没有。虽然摩西信心很好，他没有看过神，没有看过异象。
Even though Moses was full of faith, he has never seen a vision.
一直到第三章神要拣选他这个荆棘火焰的异象才显现出来。
In chapter three, he saw the miracle of the burning bush.
所以对神的呼召非常的清楚。
So God's calling was very clear.
那我们就再想另外一个问题，那我神为什么要呼召摩西？
So if we think about why did God choose Moses?
那我们就从出埃及记的第一章在第二章再回来看。
So if we look back to chapter 2,
第二章的23节
verse 23. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. They cried out, and their cries came up to God because of the bondage.
这里说过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列。因为做苦工，就埃及探究他们哀声达到神面前。
Here the cries of the Israelites reach God.
为什么以色列人会做苦工呢
？Why is it that the Israelites were in bondage?
第一章第八节
，Chapter 1 verse 8. Here says that now there rose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
这里说不认识约瑟的新王起来。
Yeah, there was a new king who did not know Joseph.
那认识约瑟的人都对埃及对以色列百姓很好。
Those who knew Joseph treated the Israelites well.
但是约瑟也是人，他会死啊。
But Joseph died.
所以新的一代来，他就不认这一批账了。
So these new kings and new generations they do not know Joseph.
开始就觉得以色列百姓是一种威胁。
They realize that the Israelites were a threat to them.
所以这个以色列百姓是神的选民啊。
They were God's chosen people.
神的选民到最后所依靠的也不是人，还是要依靠神本身。
So God's chosen people cannot rely upon man, but upon God.
所以我们活得越久，越会感觉到我们人一生最值得依靠的是神。
So the older we are, the more we realize that the one who we can truly trust upon is God.
所以我们看那个儿童赞美诗里面有一首父母离去，我还有耶稣。
There's a children's hymn. It says that our parents pass away, we still have Jesus.
朋友离去，我还有耶稣。
When our friends go away, we still have Jesus.
一生真的能够牧养我们的，就是我们天上的神。
It is our God in heaven who truly shepherds us all alive.
真的值得我们信靠的是天上的神。
He's the one who can truly trust in.
所以以色列百姓可以靠着这个约瑟不在以后就开始受苦了。
So the Israelites begin to suffer after Joseph died.
那要怎么办呢
？So what do they do?
所以在第二章我刚刚读的第二十三节。
So
哀求的声音达到神的面前。
So chapter 2 verse 23, their cries came up to God.
那到第三章讲得更清楚。
And in chapter 3,
第三章第七节。
Verse 7, here the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people and who are in Egypt and have heard their cries because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
这个第七节说，以色列百姓在埃及的困苦，我实在看见了。
Here God says, I have surely seen their oppressions.
那下面说，他们所发的哀声我也听见了。
And I've heard their cries.
那接下去说，我知道他们的痛苦。
For I know their sorrows.
我们仔细看如果我们把自己放回到当时那个情况。
So if we place ourselves at that time.
往天看。
If we look up to heaven.
神在哪里？看不见。
Where is God? I cannot see him.
那看见什么？
What do we see?
看见埃及那个兵拿着鞭一直要鞭打他们，赶快做。
We see the Egyptian taskmasters with a whip beating them.
很累了，还是要鞭子下来，你还是要做。
Even very tiresome, but yet they must continue to work.
那这样的日子要过到什么时候
？How long will they live in such a time?
好像没有一条路可以有希望
It seems that they live without hope.
那注定就是一辈子这样做苦工做到死。
And it was destined for them to live that way all their life.
那这个民族注定就是当埃及的奴隶一直下去了。
And this entire race of people was destined to be in slavery all their life.
这是因为抬头没有看到神啊。
Because they could not see God.
当时当我们抬头没有看到神，并不等于没有神啊。
But it does not mean that God was not there.
当我们在哀叹的声音好像没有人听，并不是神没有听到。
When we cry out, it does not mean that God cannot hear us.
这个叫做信心。
This is what is called faith.
相信我是神的选民。
To believe that we are God's chosen people.
我是主耶稣的宝血所买出来的。
That I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
在主耶稣的眼里，我是这么的重要。
In the eyes of Jesus, I am precious.
是他用他的生命把我救出来的。
It is with his life, he has redeemed me.
我是主耶稣眼中的同人。
I am his beloved.
我是主耶稣的财产。
I am his inheritance.
这个就是信心。
So this is faith.
那当我们有这样信心的时候，
When we have this faith,
即使别人对我们怎样，
then it does not matter how others treat us.
我们受委屈，
if we are mistreated,
没有人知道，
if no one knows,
我们流了很多的眼泪，
that we have shed many tears,
我们被冤枉，
we have been misunderstood,
我们知道神在看。
We realize that God sees all this.
我们的困苦神看见了。
God sees our suffering.
我们的哀声神听见了。
God hears our cries.
神知道我们的困苦。
And God knows our sorrows.
这个就是信心。
So this is by faith.
所以一个真正有信心的人。
So someone who have true faith.
他不会在自己苦难当中恨人。
Will not have a sense of hatred in times of suffering.
他也不会埋怨神。
They will not complain to God.
因为他知道一切都在神的掌控当中。
For they know that everything is under God's control.
只要我们本身没有错误。
As long as we don't do anything wrong.
最后的结果一定是好的。
We must have the faith and believe that we'll end up in good hands.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是好的。
Because God is good.
神为他的子民所安排的是好的。
What God has arranged for his people is good.
这个叫做信心。
So this is by faith.
所以信心不能够只限在神迹奇事上。
So faith is not only limited to signs and miracles.
当我们在最痛苦的时候，
in our most difficult times,
好像约瑟在监牢里面，
just like when Joseph was in prison,
他的心在想什么？
What was he thinking about?
想到他所看到那个异象。
He was thinking about the visions that he saw.
众星向他下拜。
That the stars bowed down to him.
想到禾草向他下拜。
And thought about the other vision where all the things bowed down to him.
这是神的应许。
These were God's visions.
这是对他信仰的考验。
This was God's promise and God's test.
你信得下去吗？
Can you believe?
如果你信得下去，
if you believe,
盼望就在那里，
then you will find hope.
所以他信得下去。
So he believed.
从17岁一直到30岁。
From 17 to 30.
脚镣锁扣伤了他的手跟脚。
He suffered a great deal through these chains.
但是他一跳变成宰相。
But in overnight, he became the prime minister.
所以一个人真的对神有信心。
So if we truly have faith in God,
虽然在苦难当中也充满着感谢。
Even in times of suffering, we are very thankful.
因为神一定有他的目的。
Because God has His purpose.
而且将来神给我们的一定是更好的。
And what God will give us is even better.
因为我们经过操练之后，我们更能够承受神更大的祝福。
So through trials and tribulations, we can receive greater blessings from God.
所以在这里我们看，神看见了，神听见了，神知道。
So here from this passage, we see that God have seen, God have heard, and God knows.
下面一个更重要，第八节，第三章第八节。
In verse 8, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up from that land to the good and large land, to the land flowing with milk and honey.
这里神说，我要下来救他们。
Here God says that I have come down to save them.
神有具体的行动要来拯救苦难中的以色列百姓。
God took concrete action to come down and save His own people.
所以我们的受苦啊，神知道的。
So God knows our sufferings.
也总有一天，神会救我们脱离苦难。
And one day God will save us out of our trials and tribulations.
所以圣经里面说，神让我们受的苦不会超过我们所能够忍受的。
So the Bible says that God will not allow us to suffer more than what we can endure.
有时候我们觉得说已经受不了了，为什么神还没有开路？
Sometimes we feel that we can no longer endure. Why is it that God did not open a way for me?
我们受不了，这是我们自己在看。
And from our own perspective, it may appear that we can no longer bear it.
但是神看来，我们还可以承受。
But in the eyes of God, we can continue to endure.
好像那个精金啊，神觉得说还可以再一点点，让它的杂质更纯。
Just like purifying gold, God feel that we can purify even more.
那到我们真的受不了，神就开一条路，我们就出来了。
And at the point when we can no longer endure it, God will open a way for us.
所以到这个地方，他们真的受不了了。
So at this time, the Israelites can no longer endure.
神就出现来拯救啊，来选召摩西。
And God came and chose Moses to save them.
就来用他所要用的人。来带领他们出埃及。
And through the hands of Moses, he led the people out of Egypt.
所以埃及虽然是痛苦的地方。
So even though Egypt, it is a place of suffering for them.
但是也是他们对神的爱经历非常深的地方。
But it is also a place where they truly experience God's love.
因此一个人经历苦难越多越懂得感谢。
So the more sufferings that we encounter, the more we learn to be thankful.
为什么？因为苦难越多，看到越多恩典。
Because in times of sufferings, we can see even more the grace of God.
苦难越多，体会神越多。
The more sufferings we encounter, the more that we can experience God.
我们越知道原来神的旨意是好的。
Then we realize that it is the will of God is good for us.
他不是要毁掉我们。
He will not destroy us.
他是要改造我们。
But yet he is to change us.
成为一个更有价值、更适合他用的人。
So that we can become someone of value who can serve him.
好，我们现在回来看第三章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter
3,
verse 12. So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
神说，我必与你同在。
God said, I will be with you.
你要把以色列百姓带出来，在这个山上来侍奉我。
You will bring the people out, and serve me on this mountain.
那神与摩西同在，证据在哪里？
What is the evidence that God was with him?
我们看第四章。
Chapter 4,
17节。
Verse 17.
第四章17节。
Chapter 4, verse 17. And you shall take this rod in your hand, which you shall do the signs.
这里有一根杖。你可以行神迹啊。
Take the sign for, with which you can show the sign.
这个杖就是代表神给他的权柄。
This rod represents God's power.
所以用这根杖，红海可以分开。
With this rod, he parted the Red Sea.
用这根杖行很多神迹。
With this rod, he performed many signs and wonders.
今天我们在走旷野路。
Today, in our heavenly journey through this wilderness,
那一根杖是什么？
What, where is this rod?
就是神的权柄。
That is the power of God.
神的权柄从哪里来？
Where can we find the power of God?
就是从圣灵来的。
It is through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告被圣灵充满。
When we pray and it's filled by the Holy Spirit.
神的权柄能力就在我们当中。
And the power of God is among us.
很多的困难都可以解决。
And it will take care of many of our troubles.
神的荣耀就要彰显出来。
And we can magnify the glory of God.
所以出埃及记我们看很短暂的一段，好像摩西在很负面的环境里面。
So in this short passage, even though Moses lived in a very adverse environment.
但是你如果看长一点。
But if we expand the timeline.
摩西在山上面对面跟神讲话。
Moses, he spoke to God face to face.
摩西在山上吃喝观看神。
And there he eat and drink and he witnessed God.
没有比这个赏赐更大的。
There's no greater glory than this.
在神面前跟他讲话。
To be able to speak to God face to face.
瞻仰神的荣美。
To see the glory of God.
以色列百姓也是一样啊。
The Israelites, it is the same for them.
很短暂的时间，好像在埃及受苦。
Even though for a short time they suffer in Egypt.
但是他民族长大了。
But when they grow and become mature.
以后就进到迦南。
They enter into Canaan.
来承受牛奶与蜜的地方。
To inherit the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以对一个有信仰人来讲。
So if we have faith.
只要我们走在正道上。
If we walk in the right path.
我们的前途一定是光明。
Our future shall be bright.
因为神是光明的。
Because God is light.
唱诗。
Let's sing him. So that they may have a deeper experience in their faith.
看不见，但是可以体验。
Even though God cannot be seen, but He can be experienced.
那要体验神，要相信神就不困难。
So and then to believe in God, it will not be difficult.
让我们要为他们祷告。
So let's pray especially for them.
求主耶稣带领住我们灵恩布道会。
Pray the Lord to guide us and bless us in our spiritual convocation.
我们会用15分钟来为灵恩布道会来代祷。
So we'll pray especially for the convocation. We'll pray for 15 minutes.
一起来祈祷。
We'll kneel down and pray.